You're listening to SBS News.
Labour frontbencher Marlene Kairouz has resigned after becoming implicated in the branch stacking scandal surrounding Victoria's government. The former Minister for Consumer Affairs and Suburban Development denies any wrongdoing, but says she doesn't want to become a distraction for the government. An audio recording leaked to The Age appears to show Ms. Kairouz organising a branch stacking operation, which involves signing up fake members to the ALP.
They drop one, we'll put in 10.
Maybe, Adam, can I suggest then we have a checklist for every we're one big operation, but all our little operations have a checklist.
I think what you need to do in the short term very quickly, my office has done this already and they're doing it as part of renewals.
It follows the sacking of Cabinet Minister Adam Somurek and the resignation of his colleague Robin Scott. Mr. Somurek is being accused of paying for thousands of fake Labor memberships with the help of taxpayer-funded staff to gain political influence and manipulate pre-selections. Premier Daniel Andrews says the ministers are being investigated by police and Victoria's corruption watchdog. The Premier is backing the resignation of Ms. Kairouz and Mr. Scott.
They've made a statement. They have been very clear about the fact that they believe they've done nothing wrong. They've both resigned from the Cabinet. I support that decision. It's the right decision to take. And the Victoria Police and IBAC, they will be the ultimate arbiters of whether their contention that they've done the right thing is an accurate one or not. That will not be a judgment that I make.
The allegations were uncovered by a joint investigation between The Age and 60 Minutes. Now Victorian Liberal leader Michael O'Brien is calling into question the credibility of the Labor administration.
The Premier appointed Adam Somurek to the ministry not once but twice and has now sacked him twice. How can Victorians have any confidence in this Premier's judgment when it's proven time and again to be fatally flawed?
There are also allegations Mr. Somurek preyed on people from non-English-speaking backgrounds to falsify memberships. Eddie McAleef, chairperson of the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria, says branch stacking isn't new. He says the practice is now occurring at a higher level and is out of control.
The ethnic communities are used. They're exploited, vulnerable communities that don't understand what they're doing when they sign or agree to be part of a process that enables them to be used by other people.
The issue is being taken to the federal level, with Labor's national executive launching a formal intervention into the Victorian branch. Former Victorian Premier Steve Brax and former Federal Labor MP Jenny Macklin have been appointed as branch administrators and will lead a review into the allegations. All state and federal pre-selections have been suspended and every membership will be assessed to ensure they are genuine and self-funded. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Labor is committed to ending the practice of branch stacking.
Well, there will be a need for some national involvement, and Daniel Andrews is asking for that. Daniel Andrews is determined to clean out any areas that are required, and he'll have the support of the National Party to do that. This is unacceptable.
Former Labor leader Bill Shorten says the party has tried to clean up any branch stacking issues nationally, but has failed to resolve the problems of Victoria. He admits the scandal has shaken many Australians' faith in the ALP.
Let's be clear. Shocking, reprehensible. I just feel for the millions of people who vote Labor and they just say, what's going on?
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.